content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. And our show today is going to be something that we haven't done for a while. And we're so glad that you're with us here. And, you know, it's just been great. Yep. See all that cool background music in there. Already lighting you up there. But, we're really glad to be back here, Spiritually Raw. It's been great. I mean, you know, quick backstory about us. We've interviewed over 1,200 people from around the globe. You know, you're going to find our style in the show today very entertaining and enlightening, with a straightforward, no-nonsense approach to getting the facts. And we're not biased one way or the other. We're just like you. We're just looking for inquisitive minds because, as you know, inquisitive minds want to know. And so, April, glad to be back, huh?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited.
Oh, my gosh. And you've been asked. You've been saying this for years. Yeah, you've been like, oh, my God, I want to start the show again. So, anyway.
Can you imagine it's 10 years later?
No, well, here we are.
It's like a blink.
It really is, I know.
You wouldn't even realize
Yeah,
it.
I know. And then we got also two co-commentating with us today. He's a very good friend of ours. You're all going to love him. And he's going to be frequently on the show. So, I just committed him to being frequently on the show. It's Coach Sarge Brown. Hey, Sarge, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
That's good, man. It's good to have you here, too. And we are going to, there you go. Everybody is there. So, anyway, we got some great guests on. We had a great guest on today, you know, so he's coming on here. And April, tell us about him.
And maybe the second one might be actually calling
him. Yeah, you know, they call in when they call in. That's why it's Spiritually Raw. So they just kind of roll in when they roll in. So
she's on England time, too. So we got to give her a break.
Well, let's talk about at least the scheduled and
the
responsible
one. The one waiting for us.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
David Mandansky. He's a retired divorce attorney. Attorney turned premier authority for successful healthy weight loss reduction, and he's also Jay, the creator of Discover Your Thinner Self. Let's welcome David.
Hi there.
Hello, David. How are you, brother?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Okay, so the first question, just out of everybody's, I'm just kind of put the elephant out in the room here. So, retired divorce attorney to a health expert. So, how does that even happen?
Well, when you're doing divorce work, you're seeing the worst in people. I mean, I got tired of breaking up families. Now I can help people reduce weight and live a healthy lifestyle.
Do you still practice?
Us.
Oh, no. I haven't practiced since 2005.
Really? And this has been what you've been doing ever since?
Oh, no. In between, I became a world-class expert at playing casino craps, wrote books on that.
Now we're talking.
And then I wrote novels. In July of 2016... my doctor told me, based on my lab results and being overweight, I had a 95% chance for a heart attack. So he gave me two options, lose weight or find the new doctor, because he didn't want me dying on his shift.
How did that affect you? I mean, did you take it serious, or were you just like, you know what, I've heard this before, and, you know, I'm going to just do what I have to do and whatever? Or did it really, like, hit you?
Oh, it hit me hard, and I asked them right then and there, okay, what do you have for me? What can I do? And they put me on a program. It was HCG, which is a hormone from and injected into your belly each day for 6 weeks. 550 calories per each day. That's it. And it tricks your body into burning fat instead of muscle. It were to just calorie intake to 550 calories per day, you would burn muscle instead of fat.
And so how long did it take for your body to even react to that?
Oh, it was immediate. I lost 50 pounds during the next 4 months.
Now, when you talk about that 95%, you had a 95% chance of having a heart attack. Where's that rate at today based on what you've done when you talked to a doctor?
Last I heard, I'm all clear. Everything's looking great. So right, I have more energy, feel better.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hey, Jay, I just want to throw something in there, David, because I've worked with, you know, just different people too. And what about that? Because you mentioned HCH, what about that, you know, blow up factor that I hear about, where you do that and then all of a sudden you off of it and then you blow back up?
Well, that's what I was going to get to, is people ask me if I recommend that, and I say no, and they're like, it worked for you. And what I tell them is 90% of people that lose weight with HCG regain it all, and some gain even more. It's not a lifestyle change, and that's the problem, is it's a diet, which is temporary and hard to stick with. What I advocate for people is how I've kept the weight off is changing my eating behaviors completely. Toward food, I look at it as fuel for my body now, rather than use it for comfort, rather than use it at social gatherings, rather than use it to relieve stress. There's other ways people can do to deal with it other than reach for food.
So I got a quick question, because you was a divorce attorney for some time, and as you know, with that stress, you know, they're probably losing weight because of that. So do you reach out some of your other clients, you know, and say, hey, you know, you probably gained a bunch of weight now?
Actually, I've had a bunch of people reach out to me asking me what I did to, you know, get rid of the weight and how I can help them. So, no, I haven't reached out to anybody. It's a very touchy subject with a lot of people. People don't want to talk about weight issues. You can't just go up to someone and say, hey, you look a little bit overweight. Can I help you?
Normally, you have to wait. They'll do that divorce quick, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. They'll divorce their ex-spouses, their spouses, quicker than they'll get rid of the weight. A lot of people, you know, when they go through divorce, sometimes they'll gain weight from stressful eating. Others will lose weight because of the stress and they don't eat. Either way, both are unhealthy.
So what about vegans? I mean, are vegans really healthy? Vegans?
Vegans.
You know, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to a vegan, yeah, they'll tell you, yeah, they're very healthy. If you talk to some experts, they'll say, oh, it's not a good, you need more balance in your diet. It's each person has an individual preference. I don't have an opinion on whether being a vegan is healthy or not.
If what it's about tofu?
For those,
yeah. I mean, seriously, let's talk about tofu for a second.
I don't want to think about tofu. Oh my gosh, it's like suicide.
Seriously though, how is tofu actually good for you?
Well, tofu is made from soy, and ferment is a process that's been around thousands of years, I believe. So it's been around that long, and people are living off of it. It must be healthy because it's adding fuel for your body.
So,
the nutrients.
Tell us about your program. What makes your program better than everybody else's? Because I know your whole thing is to let's get rid of those stubborn last 10 pounds that no one can seem to get rid of. How does your program do that?
What's different about mine? I wouldn't say it's better. What's different is it's not a diet. It's not something that is going to be temporary or hard to stick with, or it's trendy. It's a lifestyle change. So I teach people how to modify their eating behaviors. I give 10 different behaviors people can improve or change completely. And then I look at it as a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon with a finish line. You just keep going. Where a diet is a sprint, and once you finish, you're done. And that's where people usually regain the weight, because they haven't changed their eating habits.
David, what's your daily routine now, man?
Oh, my daily routine now is to get up, and I have a glass or two of water, usually 14 ounces in each glass, and I will eat breakfast is hard-boiled eggs or eggs. I use pasture eggs as opposed to regular eggs. People sometimes are misled by marketing. They think it says cage-free or range-free or organic. It's healthy for them. When it's not. They need to read the carton and the labels.
Hold on a minute. Are you saying that – okay, back up. What part of that is not good for you? Or where are we being misled that way?
You're being misled when they say it's grain-fed or special feed, because what they use is soy and corn in the feed, among other things, as opposed to a pasture egg where the hens forage for their food, where they eat bugs and worms and grass. That's the difference. You're not being given the chemicals that they use in the feed for the birds, for the hens.
Now, let me jump in there. And you've been a lawyer. Why don't you jump out there and fight against those big corporations?
That's a great question.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Let's give them a round of applause if we can. I got you one, Sarge. See, I got you a round of applause, brother.
Well, for one reason, it's very expensive to fight the big corporations. Number two, that's outside my expertise. Doing divorce work is a lot different than going after corporations. And third, there's a person, her name is Vanny Harry, who's known as the food babe, that is fighting that battle right now with major corporations. So there are people out there more knowledgeable and with more expertise than I that are helping to fight. I'm doing my small part by educating people on my website, on Facebook posts, which people can get to for free. There are ways of just informing people one or through talks on what they can do and some of the things they can look out for. For example, can of tuna, if you think it's packed in water because it says packed in water on the front, you may be wrong. If you turn it around, look at what the ingredients are. All the ones I find here in Phoenix, Arizona, will say tuna, water, vegetable broth. Well, vegetable broth. I have no idea because they can have up to 160 different compounds without disclosing it. The only place I can find tuna is at Costco that is the Kirlin brand or Chicken of the Sea. And when you read the ingredients, it will say tuna, water, sea salt. That's it. So why the difference? Right. I don't know.
So let me
all right. So I hope that Costco is listening to us because that was a good.
We'll give you a deal for sponsorship, Costco. Call us in. Call us in. My cell phone, right?
So let me ask you then. What do you think? What's really the reason for the epidemic in America? I mean, obviously people are they eat too much. That's obvious. But do you think that has anything to do with how the children are ingrained, brainwashed, from when they're watching cartoons and eating sugary cereals?
That's not the main factor. I call it dietary duplicity. What that means is children are being taught how to eat based on their parents' likes and dislikes and what their parents eat. Also, in the 1900s, the average size dinner plate was 9 inches in diameter. Today, it's over 12 inches. In restaurants, it's 13 to 15 inches. In other words, we've been supersized without realizing it. Yet in Europe, the average size dinner plate is still 9 inches. So I use a salad plate when I eat instead of a dinner plate.
See, it goes back to its conspiracy.
Yeah. Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought, everybody. And hold that thought. If you would, first, David, we got to take a quick break and just get an acknowledgement to our sponsors. And we'll be right back after a word from them. Okay, hang tight, everybody.
Health, have more energy, and love what you see when you look in the mirror? Imagine creating your thinner self without ordering special foods, products, or supplements, without an exercise program, and without counting calories. David Mandansky won the 2018 Independent Best Book Award for Diet and Nutrition and developed Create Your Thinner Self. In 2016, David was told by his doctor that he had a 95% chance of a heart attack. During the next 4 months, he lost those 50 pounds and has kept it off. Learn to stop losing those same 10 pounds over and over with the Create Your Thinner Self program. Go to createyourthinnerself.com today.
Hello and welcome to the ancient future of food. I'm Sky Cubby, founder of Medicinal Foods, your source for the highest potency, highest quality medicinal mushrooms, tonic herbs, living greens, which my daughter actually loves, 10 veggies, 4 grasses, fermented. We have the coffee break, which is a coffee substitute that actually tastes like coffee with chaga, reishi, and maca. And some amazing chocolate that has the Shaman's Blend, which gives it a mood-enhancing effect, and so much more. Check out our products at medicinal-foods.com.
Thank you.
get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
If you're going to be successful online, you have to have a predictable system that takes the visitor from just being a visitor to hire. Do you need more leads, customers, and sales? If your books and services are not selling and your business is not growing, then you need a website audit to get to the root of the issue. Get a free 20-point website and social media audit report today.
Hey everybody, how you doing? And welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. And we have with us an attorney who is now a weight loss expert. So this is really, really good. David Madansky. Okay, so David, welcome back, brother, and thank you for sharing this information with us. Tell us. No, it's all good. I know, April, you were wanting to ask questions on the break.
Well, yeah, you know, Jay, he won the 2018 Independent Best Book Award for Diet and Nutrition. I mean, that's pretty huge right there. Discover Your Thinner Self. And he's also an international best-selling author of If Not Now, When? Reduce Weight, Create a Healthy Lifestyle in 90 Days. So, David, is that really realistic? I mean, is that a realistic time frame, 90 days? Can someone go from, you know, overweight, diabetic, high blood pressure to dropping it, reducing it, and really feeling pretty good?
Well, it depends on the individual situation and where they are with their body. Some people who need to lose over 100 pounds, it's going to take longer than 90 days. However, you can change your lifestyle in 90 days.
What's that? Oh, David, did we lose David, Jay?
I think he's there somewhere in the ether at highways.
How about Sarge? Is Sarge still there?
I'm still here.
Well, you know what, Jay? I think our guest is almost going to... If something happened...
Yeah, well, listen, here you go, everybody. Let's just let you know how to find out about David. Can you let everybody know how to find out about David and how they can get a hold of him?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened to David, but you can get a hold of David. Hold on 1 minute. At createyourthinnerself.com. Again, that's createyourthinnerself.com. And he is an international award for... If Not Now, When? Reduce Weight, Create a Healthy Lifestyle in 90 Days.
90 days. Check the guy out, guys. It sounds pretty good. I liked him. Yeah, I liked him. I liked him a lot. So that's pretty good. So anyway, let's talk about our next guest, April.
Absolutely. Is he ready to roll, Jay?
I think he is. I think we might be pleasantly surprised.
Let's find out. All right. So next up, our feature guest, Jay, you're going to love this. This is actually his name, Johnny Delirious.
Johnny Delirious. Yes. How do you find these people?
Well, listen, they find me. He found his unique recovery methodology from a resourcery archive of the extraterrestrial group mine.
What?
Yeah. Now, I don't even know. We're going to have a lot to talk about. In 1992, Johnny Delirious's liver was ravished by hepatitis A, B, and C. And the doctors, you know what, only gave him 8 months left to live.
Wow.
Yeah, they pleaded with him. They did everything. They said, you know what, listen, you needed to get a liver transplant or you're going to die. But he absolutely refused to get it. And now Johnny is the only true addiction and Hep C, A, B, and C natural recovery pioneer. He has over 35 years of experience in the health industry, and he is the author of Hepatitis C Cured, and he is a master survivor beyond PhD.
All right, let's check it out. Hey, Johnny, how you doing, brother?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there I can hear you just fine, man. There you are.
Excellent.
All right. So, Johnny, wow. You got a lot of these A, Bs, and Cs that really hit you pretty hard, only 8 months to live. And how you feeling these days, man?
feeling really good. I run every day. You know, I'm over the 65 category. You know, when they list the categories, well, I'm in the over 65 category, but I run every morning, feeling great.
So how'd you get the A, B, and C? Like, how'd you get the whole family there? All that happened.
Okay, so A and B I had got in high school. We had a wild crowd. We ran hard. We played hard. We worked hard. We all had good careers as we grew up. But, you know, we all got A and B in high school. So I got rid of those. And then later, when I was running the laboratory in 1980, 82, and 83, all through the 80s, I didn't realize it, but I had a non-A, non-B, which was hepatitis C. It turned out to be hepatitis C, but it got me so bad, and it got me so ravaged that by 89, I knew something was going on. That's when I had all that big experience that, we talked about. But, in 1992, they said I had 12 million viral load and 96% scar tissue, so that I had very little chance to live. I had to get a liver transplant, and I refused, and they called me delirious.
That's why they call you delirious. All right. You know, I like delirious. Delirious. Sarge, what do you think about our good friend, Johnny Delirious?
I mean, that is awesome. You know, it's interesting that you said you're in that 65 category. I mean, that could mean a lot of different things, don't you think?
It's over 65. It always says, 20 to 30, 40 to 45, and then the over 65 category, it's just dot, 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 So I'm in that category. All right, I'm 67. I'm going to tell you, I'm 67.
You got a lot.
So that dot, dot, dot mean a lot.
That's right.
So now you're a laboratory naturopathic doctor.
What's that?
Yeah.
I've got a PhD in naturopathy. I've got a master's degree in holistic healing. And also, I worked in the laboratory for over 35 years doing hair tissue mineral analysis. We did water analysis. I trained doctors and medical doctors how to interpret the tests. So that is me. I work with several laboratories today. So I'm a laboratory naturopathic doctor.
Now, you know what, Jay?
What?
I think we need to talk about the aliens and how they got to his life.
This is a good one. Let's go to the aliens part of it.
Okay.
What year did the alien? Okay, so you were abducted, right, Johnny?
Well, that's the controversial part, because the world rejected me, because when I tell my story, I'm telling the truth. I don't change anything. It's been the same all these years. I had one abduction. Nothing before, nothing since.
All these years, you've had one abduction. That's like saying I only had one of the. I mean, who has abductions, right? I mean, you.
Right. I only have one. But
so what was that like? Were you beamed up? Like, were you? How did you know?
Actually, I was. There was. I was encompassed by a light. I was just coming in from the evening. And, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just gotten a bunch of cocaine, and that's where the controversy comes in, because everybody says, oh, well, you were just on some trip. You don't know what you're talking about. You're too high. No, that's not the case. I had an implant. I had all kinds of things, and I pulled my car into the garage and closed the garage door. And then opened the kitchen door. That's when the white light just surrounded me. I thought I was having a spiritual experience. I'm not kidding, because my mind and everything just went blank, and I went into this white light. And then before I knew it, next thing I knew, I was on this ship.
What? No, floating. Hold on right there. Are you saying literally you were on the quintessential mothership?
I guess you would call it a reconnaissance ship, because we were heading toward the mothership, and I saw it through the walls, because I could see through the wall.
It's like
I
when you're on a cruise
the moon,
ship,
I could see the earth.
Boat takes you to the island, but the big boat can't get there, kind of thing like that.
But
you know what I mean?
You were on the tugboat.
Yeah. You were on like the tugboat, right? So the tugboat had to get him over to the cruise ship, kind of thing like that, right? So they could see everybody. Everybody's waving at each other, but it would have been.
Well, it was very strange, because I thought I was having a spiritual experience until I was inside that ship, and then I was seeing these two. They were speaking plain English. One guy had an Indiana accent. I recognize it because, you know, they say ruts.
Who is they?
Yeah.
Who's they?
And he was in combat fatigues, and they were working with the little gray aliens. And that's what they don't like me saying in the MUFON, you know, the Mutual UFO Network. They don't like hearing that.
So I need to just make sure I understood what you said correctly. Are you saying that you saw the military personnel on the ship with the little gray people?
Yeah, there are two military guys. One definitely had an Indiana accent because, you know, it's like, you know, those walnut trees have deep roots. You know, they don't say roots. They say ruts, you know. So I knew it was Indiana, Ohio or something like that. But they both had combat fatigues on. And then there are two little aliens in there. I guess they're running the ship. They're sitting in their little chairs. And the combat fatigue guys that were in the combat uniform, they were walking around. And that was in the center of the ship. I was on the outside of the ship. Think about it like a donut. I was on the outside. They were on the inside, you know, of the ship. And I could see inside to them. And I had my little walkway or passageway around, you know, the inside. And, of course, I could see the outside, too. And so what was really weird is when I put my, you know, I said, wow, you know, am I going to stay here? Because I put my hand on the wall to the outside, and it felt like, you know, jelly or jello or something. I'll go, whoa, this is weird, you know.
Were you conscious, or did you literally feel like you were on a bad acid trip?
Well, see, that's just it. When the light first hit me, I was having a spiritual experience, okay? And then before I knew it, I was inside the ship, but I was floating. You have to understand, inside where they were, the two combat guys in the combat fatigues with the two aliens sitting down, they were standing up like they had gravity. But I was like in this perimeter around that, you know, I had my own little walkway or alleyway, but I was weightless. So I wasn't in with them because they were in their compartment. I was in my compartment. And like I said, it's like a donut. I was in the outside of the donut, and I was just floating around.
Is this true what he's saying here? Are your fellow military brethren abducting people like Johnny Delirious and putting them in a ship like this?
Well, I couldn't tell. That's Area 51. I mean, that's hidden somewhere
true.
Where I don't know. But my question would be, is you were floating, but how did you get back to Earth?
Well, first we had to get to the mothership. That's the other. I wrote a whole book about this. It's called Master Survivor Beyond PhD. And I wrote a whole book about my abduction, how it happened. So as I'm in the remote craft, I'm looking out one end and I see the moon. And I look at the other end and I see the Earth. And I'm floating around, and it was round. And, you know, it was probably a saucer. I don't know what the outside looked like. But I could see us going toward the moon, and all of a sudden, this craft got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, big cigar-shaped type craft. And now, was the mothership, what I refer to in the book as the mothership. I wrote all about this.
Did you feel threatened? Because you seem like you were cool.
No.
That's
the thing the MUFON people don't like. Mutual UFO people don't. What do you mean? They didn't? No, they were studying me. See, once I got in the group mind, I understood what they were trying to do. I understood what they were doing, and they were studying me because I was doing cocaine. I was running a laboratory. You know, I was holding, you know.
So what exactly were they studying you for? What did they want to know that you had?
When I got in the mothership, they put the implant in my finger, okay? And then what that did was that connected my brain remotely to their stuff, and they were studying my brain and they let me roam through the mothership, and the MUFON people don't like me saying that either. They said, what do you mean you had your own, you know, autonomy and you walked all around? No, they let me go anywhere I wanted because they were studying me. Just to see each impression, what I was doing, every mind influx, and what I do. If I got tired, I did more cocaine. I still had that on me.
Right, but why you? Why did they come after you? What did you have that they wanted that they didn't have?
Johnny Delirious. It was his name.
Well, they were obviously. Probably attracted
to that, you know? Well, the two combat fatigue guys. See, I saw in the remote ship, I saw a couple, three or four people in gurneys, and they were tied down and everything. And so I heard him say, well, okay, so, you know, I was a 309. He said, well, what about the floater out there? Oh, the floater, he's a 309. And the other guy said, well, we don't get many of those.
Johnny, hold our thought. We got to get some messages in from our sponsors. Hang tight, everybody. More with Johnny Delirious when we get back. And we'll also let you know how to get a hold of him and also our previous guest, David Madnatsky. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Health, have more energy, and love what you see when you look in the mirror. Imagine creating your thinner self without ordering special foods, products, or supplements, without an exercise program, and without counting calories. David Mandansky won the 2018 Independent Best Book Award for Diet and Nutrition and developed Create Your Thinner Self. In 2016, David was told by his doctor that he had a 95% chance of a heart attack. During the next 4 months, he lost those 50 pounds and has kept it off. Learn to stop losing those same 10 pounds over and over with the Create Your Thinner Self program. Go to createyourthinnerself.com today.
Hello and welcome to the ancient future of food. I'm Sky Cubby, founder of Medicinal Foods, your source for the highest potency, highest quality medicinal mushrooms, tonic herbs, living greens, which my daughter actually loves, 10 veggies, 4 grasses, fermented. We have the coffee break, which is a coffee substitute that actually tastes like coffee with chaga, reishi, and maca. And some amazing chocolate that has the Shaman's Blend, which gives it a mood-enhancing effect, and so much more. Check out our products at medicinal-foods.com.
All right, everybody.
Hello and welcome to the ancient future of food. I'm Sky Cubby, founder of Medicinal Food.
Sky got another plug. It's all good. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. How are you? So we were just speaking here. There we go. We're speaking here with Johnny Delirious, our guest, who was talking about his abduction. And so let's get right back into it. April, I know you had some questions in.
Yeah, so I'm curious. How did the aliens help you cure yourself from Hep C, A, B, and C?
Well, that's a really good question because, see, once I got on the mothership and, you know, they put the implant in me, I found out later that implant not only is reading my mind, but it's also a microphone. So anybody I'd be near, they could hear that conversation too. So they would monitor me and in so many different ways. So part of that was when, after I just got that implant, I was sitting with a little alien, and he seemed like a younger, like a newbie, a new kid on the block. And I was able to tap in. You know, he was doing telepathy, what you call, you know, mind reading or whatever. But he's communicating through telepathy with me. And all of a sudden, I was able to tap in to his mind because he was inside my mind. And you know, so what happened was I figured out that there was that these grays, they're like bees or ants. They have a group mind. Okay, you step on an ant, there's about 100 ants that come after you. You know, they all have a group mind. They're tied together. So then, once I was inside, but telepathically, ESP, however you want to say it, then I saw this vast archive of everything, and I was overwhelmed. And the only thing I could deceive or figure out or actually relate to were the things that I liked, those things of nature, you know, chemistry, politics or whatever. So those things I could hone in on and glean new knowledge that I didn't know. So one of the things, of course, was chemistry. And I know already know a lot about the biochemistry of the cell and about physiology of the body. So I honed in on that. And since then, I honed in a couple of different times, especially when they gave me the death sentence in 1992. So what? I went back in the group mind and found out exactly how to heal. So one of the things that I really like, not only, you know, about plants and nature and everything, but also I liked all the ancient Greek stuff. So one of the things that I...
Are all diseases curable, Johnny?
All diseases are curable if you give the body the right tools to help it become back in balance. Because in the ancient Greek days, you know, Hippocrates said it's all about, you know, homeostasis. It's all about balance of body, mind, and spirit. So part of that balance is the minerals and the chemistry of the cells. And once you have
Hey, Johnny, real quick, I just want to jump in there real quick. So after that experience, and you were coming back, I mean, did you continue to use cocaine during your studies and all of that?
1992, I quit cocaine. I didn't have a drug problem or a drinking problem, but 1992, I quit all cocaine. But toward the end there, I was still doing coke because it was the only way I could function. I didn't have the energy to function. Once I quit coke, I didn't have any energy because I was so sick with hepatitis. I couldn't even manage a couch potato. But to manage the lab, I did cocaine just to stay up and keep going.
So I'm confused. Okay, so wait a minute. You have the hep C. The aliens come, they get you, they abduct you. How long are you gone? Are you gone a day, an hour, a month, a year?
Well, that's just it. I thought I was gone one night. But when when I got back, I get back to my house and, you know, I had papers in the lawn and a mailbox full of mail. I've been gone about a week.
Wow.
Nobody noticed you were gone? I mean, did people say, where were you?
Hey, the people in the lab were looking for their paycheck, dude.
Oh, God, I was looking for the paycheck. So they're like, where is he? Where do you run off to?
Where did he go? And finally, when I showed up, I said, no, I'll take care of everything. And everybody's real upset. And so I had a lot of damage control. But, you know, I couldn't talk about what I just did and so or just what had happened to me.
Yeah, they would have
said, we've been calling and couldn't find you and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I took care of all that. But after that, it became very, very difficult for me to cope with, you know, what I just, the experience I just had, and then, you know, everything with the lab. And so sooner, you know, I had to just close the business in 1992, and that's when I went in to get my, you know, got treatment, and I refused the liver transplant.
Yeah, because of all of that. When you and I know we're just harping here on the aliens, but I just is obviously very intriguing, but when you actually came back in, and it was a week later, like, how did you find yourself, and like what state were you? Back in your bed sleeping? Were you waking from a dream? Were you just sitting in the lawn, or, you know?
I was walking on the road near Claiborne, Texas, which is about, you know, 85, 90 miles away from, or actually about 100 and something miles away from my house in North Dallas. And, you know, here I am walking along the road. I thought, you know, I was inside the mothership, and all of a sudden I'm walking along the road, because at different times I did have blackouts in the mothership. One of the blackouts, somehow I ended up walking on this road. When I woke up, I was walking on this road in Claiborne, Texas. And that's like 85, 90 miles away from where my home is, where I left.
Johnny, I got a real good question, because one of the things that you said that you kind of when you tied into the alien's mind, that you were keen to chemistry and politics. So here's a big question right now is, can you predict who's going to win the presidential election?
You know, a lot of people want me to play the stock market and go into the group mind and play which stocks are going to hit it big, you know. But
why can't you do that?
I realize maybe this is hard to believe, but I never had an interest for that. I have interest in things of nature and chemistry and ancient Greek stuff. Those are like my, you know, I grew up on the coast of Florida, you know, surfing, fishing, skiing, you know, swimming. That's, so I love nature. And so all of that I related to, and I wanted to find out more because I learned more than I ever did going to university.
So getting back to the where I was confused. Okay, so now you're gone a week, you come back, takes you quite a while to regroup and put all these thoughts in your head and just, you know, process everything. So as you're doing this, are you realizing, did they infuse you with this knowledge of how to cure yourself and cure all these patients?
I found that because, see, in the Resourcery Archive, it's a huge archive. It's a huge resource of just about anything known. And so I went in and I looked for certain things because I had a way to, if I posed a question, you know, I'd pose a question and I could go into the Resourcery Archive and find the answer to that question. But I had to pose the question in the right way. Kind of like when you do a Google search, you have to pose the question in the right way and you can find out the right information you want. So the way I did is I posed the question while I'm in this telepathic state, remembering back on that experience. And that was able for me to tune back into that experience. And at the time, I was desperate because they told me I was going to die. And I was thinking, okay, I got to do this and this and this, but is that going to work? So I tried that for about a year and a half and only got so far. I went from 12 million viral load down to 5.4 million viral load. And then about 6, 7, 8 months later, it never changed. I was still 5.4 million viral load. I said, this no can do. I got to get rid of this virus altogether. I got to get rid of the virus, get it out. And so that's when, and in that desperation, that, you know, there was a need and a desperation on my part, and I was able to get back in the group mind and really figure out what therapies would be good at a certain time, what I should do at a certain day, or do this with a certain exercise, or eat that food, all based from not only from my hair analysis, but also using those minerals and those, you know, different therapies that I knew from all the naturopathy stuff that I'd taken, but using it in the right way. In the lab, we call it methodology. And once you set up the right methodology, you can, start doing your protocols, and each and every time it produces the same result. It's a scientific method. So I was trying to find the right things to do in combination that would help my body restore that balance.
So what's the magic bullet? What's the formula?
Well, you know, one of the things was the Greek ways of eating and the way they ate. Because, see, the Greeks, they did a lot of interesting, wonderful work with diet. And, you know, it's not talked about today. But, you know, Hippocrates says, first do no harm. Let thy food be thy medicine be thy food. So I was learning what they did. But, see, they didn't have the chemistry. They didn't have the laboratory. So I learned from the alien group mind how to use the ancient Greek way of eating and their therapies. And with
like the Mediterranean diet? Would it be, like, similar to that?
I'm trying to finish what I was saying. I learned through the alien group mind, through the Resourcery Archive, how to use what the ancient Greeks did with their food in combination with the hair tissue mineral analysis, the mineral activity, and the mineral results of what's going on in the cells, and getting those ratios right. So using food as the medicine, truly as the medicine, because we're balancing the minerals of the cells.
So how long, let me ask you this. Are you able now, when you're talking about the Resourcery group, is that kind of like AKA the Akashic records that you're referring to?
Well, some people, I've heard that. I've heard all kinds of things that people want to interpret it in their way to understand it. But all I know is this, that just like you have a mind and you have memories, just like I was saying, you know, when you were first in love and you still, you know, look back on that experience when you were in love and you get a little warm, fuzzy feeling, even though it's been years ago, you still get that little warm, fuzzy feeling. So that little warm, fuzzy feeling is part of your archive. It's part of your memory. It's all there. So you can call that the Akashic Records. You could call it anything you want. But since the Grays have a group mind, then that whole group mind, it all is being tallied in real time, all that data. So not only is the group mind, you know, biological, but they're also connected hardware too, technically. So both, you know, on heart mainframe and in a group mind. So once it's in your mind, once you've had that experience, it's always there, is what I'm saying. So when you dip back into that, you can see, and I was able to dip back in what they experienced, but on the things that I was interested in. I'm sure somebody else could go in the alien group mind and resource your archive and tap into what they're interested in. But, that's what I was interested in. I wanted to heal, and that's what I do now is I use, you know, modern, the ancient wisdom is today's greatest health secret, you know. And so that's why my method's so effective. It's, you know, I have the most unique recovery story found anywhere, and nobody believes it, but my clients and everything that, they come in by referral only. You know, I don't do much advertising or anything like
that. What's your method, Johnny? Like, what method do you use?
Well, I mean, they can do the hair analysis, and then from that hair analysis, I know the chemistry is going on in their cells, and then we know the food that they should eat and foods that they shouldn't eat. You know, and so they should avoid the foods that they should avoid and eat more of the foods that they want. There may be a couple of supplements to take just to balance all that out. But it's all based on ancient wisdom, and that natural healing methodology is the foundation, and it's all, you know, backed by laboratory science.
Right, so that now it all makes sense. That's where the laboratory, the hair analysis, combined with the naturopathic doctor, you blend the two together, and then you get Johnny Delirious, Jay.
You just got that.
Plus, the ancient...
All right, everybody, listen, that is... It is. Hey, everybody. So listen, that is our good friend, Johnny Delirious. Johnny, you are a show host yourself on BBS Radio. So why don't you drive it home and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, how they can get your book, and also when to listen to your show.
Yeah. Best thing to do is go on BBS and go to the Delirious Cure. That's my show, The Delirious Cure, or they can go to johnnydelirious.com. And, you know, so they can, you know, if they want to contact me, just go in the contact tab and send me a message. And I'll be happy to send them information about the HTMA, you know, what I do. So everything that I do is based on both the ancient Greek way of healing, the laboratory science, and then what I learned from the Resourcery Archive and my recovery.
Okay. Awesome. That is so cool.
That is cool, man. So, hey, so Sarge, what did you think about our guest today? Your experience.
I mean, that was actually awesome. I mean, especially, you know, it was two different worlds, both health and wellness, and that we can heal ourselves. And I truly, truly believe that. I mean, one question that I wanted to try to get in there to Johnny Delirious is, have the aliens visited him again, you know, made a house call again?
Nope.
That's not at all. About too.
There's your answer, man. All right. Welcome back. You love it?
One experience, one time, that's it.
All right, listen, everybody. So that is Johnny Delirious. And also, don't forget, and David, if you're listening to us, I know we got dropped on Skype, so would love to have you.
Accidentally.
Yeah, would love to have you come back again and share a little bit more about yourself to finish out your segment. David is.
Yeah, I'm here.
If we can bring him in, that'd be great. David.
Yes, I'm here. I'm back.
Are you back? All right, man. All right, we dropped you. We thought you loved and left us for a minute there.
Yeah, David, right. Tell everybody how they can find you, where they can buy all your books.
Well, hold on a second.
Oh,
hold
you
on
have
a
more
second.
Questions for David?
I have a couple more questions while he's on there. Yeah, I want to take advantage
of
this.
What, you want to talk about his craps?
I want to make not his craps. I mean, you talk about his craps. So I think we're... I think where we left off was where, you know, about the vegans and the tofu and things like that, and then, you know, what makes your program different. What I wanted to ask you, when you're working with people, do you work with them on a one-on-one basis, or is it like a group setting? Like, what does that look like?
No, it's a one-on-one basis. People call me or I call them, and it's a private individual phone call. It's not a group setting. That way people can have confidentiality and be able to speak freely and not hold back. And they tell me if they've had struggles or obstacles, if they've had what they call cheat days or have, you know, issues with certain foods, and we work through it. So it's a good formula where they get the information they need and they get some support and accountability.
And you definitely don't miss law, right? I mean, so if you had to choose between two, do you have any regrets of saying, okay, hey, I should have done this before I did law, or is this is just timing and it happened the way it did?
It's just timing. I don't miss the law at all. I'm happier being away from it, to be honest, and I'm very happy helping people, you know, achieve a healthy lifestyle at this point. What people don't understand is 71% of the U.S. adult population is overweight. That's 7 out of 10 people. What that means to the audience is, if you're in a group of 10 people, 7 of you are overweight, and 4 of you, 40%, are clinically obese. And it's getting worse. It's an epidemic out there. And you asked me before what I blame it on. I would blame it on the food manufacturers, because in 1990s, there was an average of 15,000 products in an average grocery store. Today, it's over 50,000, and most of it is all processed foods with all the chemicals, the high fructose corn syrup, other ingredients that are unhealthy. And so
that's just so wrong.
Goes back to, you know what?
Manufacturers, what? Yeah.
What is sugar is the devil.
Yeah, man. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous.
Sugar is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. Sugar is the root of all evil.
Money's the root to nice highways and nice driveways, right?
So,
sugar is the root to big pharma making lots of money and profits for their bottom line.
That's true, man.
You
that's
got
true.
That right.
Hey, David, I'm so glad you got back on, man. I'm you know, glad we got to hear it from, you know, the back end from your hair too. So tell us, drive it home, brother. Where can everybody find you? How do they get a hold of you? Website, all that good stuff, and, you know, however you want to get them connected. Give them your shot here, man.
All right. They can find me on my website, which is createyourthinnerself.com. They can also find me on Facebook on my page at Create Your Thinner Self.
Okay, right on, right on. So David Budansky, everybody.
Yep.
And I would also like to thank Sarge Brown, Coach Sarge Brown, for being here co-commentating with us. April, had a good time today. I hope everybody had a good time today, because I sure did on this end.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a bump start, but it all smoothed out. And you know what? Exactly. It's going to be expected. But it was a lot of fun. Jay, tell them where they can find
us. Yeah, so anybody. So listen, check this out. So where you can find us is
SpirituallyRaw.com.
SpirituallyRaw.com. I'm getting used to this, everybody. Just give me a minute. I'll come back to me after this time. Follow us at SpirituallyRaw.com and Facebook/SpirituallyRaw. And you can find us every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern time on BBS Radio Live and also at Anchor.fm/SpirituallyRaw. So thank you, everybody, again. Hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on this end.
Yeah, so now if anybody wants to be a guest, all you have to do is go to SpirituallyRaw.com, fill out the questionnaire, and we would love to get you on the air. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Awesome. See you later.